Morning, everybody. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap?
Here.
Mr. Hess? Here.
Would you all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
There we go.
I have a motion to approve the minutes from July 9th.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Next public comment. Do we have any public comment? None? Okay, executive sessions. There was an executive session that was held on July 18th at 2:40 p.m. It was to discuss a potential lawsuit by a former county employee. Next, we have an award to present, and Commissioner Hess, would you like to present, please?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. I'm very pleased to announce that the Indiana County Conservation District Board of Directors has received the Leadership Excellence Award from the State Conservation Commission. And when we received this news, I was thrilled to hear it, and we have a few of our board members here. I'm very honored to be the chair of the Indiana County Conservation District for a few years now, and I attribute every single success that this board or this district has achieved to the great staff that is there and to my colleagues as board members who've done a wonderful job. But I would like to take a minute to read the description that was in the program, and we were awarded this plaque last Thursday at a luncheon in Seven Springs for their joint conference. So I just want to take a minute to read this. The Indiana County Conservation District is a seven-member board that was founded in 1947 and currently consists of manager Doug Berry and a dedicated staff of nine employees. The major programs include the Ag Conservation Assistance Program, the Dirt, Gravel, and Low Volume Roads Program, permitting, watershed restoration projects, and education. And in addition to successfully carrying out these flagship programs over the past year, the board supported continued development of the Indiana County Hub for the Advancement of Specialty Crops. The hub is an innovative way to advance specialty crop production in Indiana County while furthering the associated benefits of soil and water conservation and sustainability. Products grown are used to populate community gardens throughout the county, including various county aging services and senior centers. The grounds where the hub is located include a greenhouse and high tunnel, raised garden beds, various species of fruit and nut producing trees and shrubs, and a row of hops. Doug Berry and his staff have taken to the national stage to present this initiative at the 2025 National Association of Conservation Districts in Salt Lake City earlier this year. In addition, the board was awarded a grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry for its groundbreaking agricultural conservation technician apprenticeship program to help build technical capacity and train the next generation of conservationists who are seeking a career path in conservation, agriculture, and the environment. If proven successful, the commission will seek to apply this model statewide. The board's vision is that through education, technical assistance, projects, and partnerships, the Indiana County Conservation District will serve as a model in protecting and conserving natural resources to improve the quality of life and local economy for current and future generations. The board's ethics states we love our land and our way of life and care deeply for our natural resources. We help our neighbors, especially in time of need, and we continue to produce food, fiber, and fuel for the country we love. And with that, I want to say thank you to the staff, Doug Berry, the manager, the executive director, and we have two board members here. And I also want to recognize the other board members. So our board members here are Barb Peace and Greg Van Horn. Aaron Simpson is our treasurer, Janice Long, Cindy Rogers, Craig Andre, and also want to mention the executive assistant, Tammy Robinson, who is basically the glue to this organization. So anyway, just want to give a big congratulations to the board of directors of Indiana County Conservation District. And yes, thank you for allowing us to present. Doug, would you like to say a word or two?
Just the Conservation District, we're kind of
doing things a little differently than the conservation district has done in the past with their board and the staff. We're a little bit more innovative. We're looking at other ways that we can engage the community, especially populations that we haven't traditionally worked with. And that's where some of these initiatives have come from, with, you know, Growing for Good Health, working with our senior centers to do nutrition education with other nonprofit partners, and providing them the space to be outside gardening and you know, mental health, physical health benefits of eating, growing your own food, and, yeah. And so just some of these neat initiatives that have allowed us to really branch out from traditional conservation efforts, which we still maintain that core focus and that dedication, but you know, we feel that we do a better job of it when we're reaching more people.
Well said. And I also want to say John Simonic is, I've been a long time associate director of the board. Oh, and I see Hunter's back there. I didn't
see him.
Hunter, is anybody else hiding back there that I didn't see? Yes, thank you all for being here. And would it be appropriate to get a quick picture? Or do you...
How about if we do the proclamation?
Yeah, sure, sure. Okay, very good. All right, one more time. Beautiful. I thank you. Thank you all for your...
Yeah, for those who do not know where the conservation district's located, it's up the education center where Westmoreland Community College is and ICTC. But if you take a drive up there at the building, you'll actually see there's a lot of things going on up there. Even outside the building, it's proven that there is a lot of activity going on. So great job. Thank you. And congratulations.
This is Barb, also the vice president of the state association.
Yeah,
did I get that right?
Yeah. For the PACD, the governing board over all 66 conservation districts, I'm on their executive board, Southwest Region Director, and I was just elected first vice president.
Yes, some great leadership here. Thank you, Barb.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Next, we have a proclamation for the pretrial probation of the parole week. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start off?
Yes. Okay. Whereas pretrial probation and parole supervision is an essential part of the criminal justice system, and whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals uphold the law with dignity while recognizing the right of the public to... Whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals are responsible for supervising adult and juvenile offenders in the community.
Whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals are trained professionals who provide services and referrals for offenders. Whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals work in partnership with community agencies and groups. Whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals promote prevention, intervention, and advocacy. Whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals provide services, support, and protection for victims.
And whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals advocate community and restorative justice. And whereas pretrial probation and parole professionals are a true force for positive change in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the commissioners of Indiana County, Pennsylvania, that July 20th through the 26th, 2025, shall be known and designated and set aside as pretrial probation and parole week in Indiana County, Pennsylvania. And the board hereby encourages all citizens to honor these pretrial probation and parole professionals and recognize their achievements. Dated this 23rd day of July, I act as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And with us today, we have a number of them with us, and Chief Leonard, would you like to start off?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for the proclamation. We have a large group of a small group with us today, but we have a great staff downstairs working very hard. And as the title, the pretrial probation and parole, we do a lot of different things in our department that everybody's responsible for something. And I would like to think that we have made an impact on changing the lives of some of the individuals that we have on supervision. We make a lot of referrals to drug and alcohol treatment, to mental health. And our goal and hope is always to stop the cycle, to get these individuals back on track and be contributing members of society that are employed and crime-free and maybe drug and alcohol-free, hopefully. So, yes, thank you for the acknowledgement. We really do appreciate it. So.
District Attorney Manzi.
Thank you, Commissioner Keith. Without a doubt, our probation and parole department is an incredible partner in our criminal justice system. They're working with defendants before convictions on pretrial services. They work with individuals who are sentenced. You know, we traditionally know probation officers as the ones who maybe have to arrest somebody because they're not following the court's orders or the bail conditions. But our probation and parole department do so much more. First of all, they place themselves in a lot of dangers and having to go to the community to arrest individuals that are not complying and to make sure that the rest of our community is safe. What they also do and what people I think don't see is they spend a great deal of time connecting individuals under supervision with drug and alcohol treatment, mental health treatment, grieving services, parenting courses. They supervise juveniles who are on supervision. And they do make that positive effect. Their goal and their hope, when you speak with all the individuals at that office, they don't want to arrest people. They want to help people to live a better life. I truly know that they are an important part of our criminal justice here in Indiana County. And I know without a doubt that there are people out there living a better life because of the help that our officers are giving them.
Thank you. We're in Lovridge. Any comment?
We appreciate the partnership that we have with probation. They do an amazing job. I would echo the sentiments of the district attorney, diverting people into a more appropriate setting than jail, getting them into the treatment programs, working with, you know, the local rehabs and diversion programs. The courts do an amazing job with probation to get the folks that don't need to be in my facility out and get them the help they need so that they don't keep coming back to see me. So we appreciate that.
I will say, honestly, before becoming a commissioner, I had no idea. All I know, basically, what everybody else does as a citizen about probation. And honestly, most of the time you guys get a bad rap. I'm just going to say, because of just how the everyday citizens understands or defines you. But what you just heard from these three leaders here of what you actually do and actually taking the person who has a problem, and it's not that they're bad, they got a problem, and you help them deal with it. You're the people up front to actually help to turn their lives. And we truly, as a board, appreciate that, because again, now understanding more what you do, and I'm going to tell you right now, I would not want to be in your shoes, because I know some of the things that you deal with. And I know that it's all hours of the day. You just don't have a set job from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's all hours of the day. And truly appreciate everything that you guys do, because you do put your lives on the line many times that we don't even know. So thank you.
Anything from my colleagues?
No, well said.
So with that being said, let's get the group up here and get a picture, and then we'll get a group conservation listed.
At the old air conditioner last time. Yeah.
It's not a good time.
Well, no, it wasn't the fact that it failed. It's the fact that it came out of the, I had all those support for units.
Next, we have a cooperation agreement with the domestic relations and director. Are you with us?
I am here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Darren. Would you like to go ahead and present?
Yeah. Every 5 years, the Department of Human Services and BCSC require the counties to engage in what's called a cooperative agreement. It's basically just an agreement between the county and DHS, indicating that the county will take on certain responsibilities. DHS will take on certain responsibilities to continue to fund the domestic relations section. This year is no different. I read over the contract or the cooperative agreement. Not much has changed in that other than some language. There's no financial changes as far as what the county is concerned. This is just the every 5 year deal, and they have not changed much. The signatures, however, this year have to be electronic signatures, and I've been working with Robin to try to get this figured out. I think I have a solution, so I am going to send that to Robin today and see if they are able to open it and you guys can get them signed. If not, then maybe we could schedule a time together where I can just upload it on my computer and we can all take care of it at one time.
One question I do have, question, Director, is I understand we understand the budget's not passed yet for the state. Is this in any way, could this funding be reduced? The budget?
Through the cooperative agreement?
Yes.
The county share has not changed.
Okay.
So it's the same that it was the previous 5 years.
Okay, but I mean, talks of cuts in either in the budget wouldn't have not affect it?
No.
Okay. Okay, that being said, do I have a motion to approve the agreement? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Gary, thank you, Director.
All right, and Robin, I'll get that sent to you this morning. Have a good day, everyone.
You too. Thank you. Next is with the District Attorney's Office. We have a project modification and DA Manzi. Would you like to present?
I head back here. Yes, good morning. So we had a change in staff over the last several months with the new victim witness coordinator. Upon her hiring, she did not need health care benefits, as she gets those from her husband, who's in the U.S. Army. We're asking just to modify a grant we have so that we can reallocate those funds and maintain that grant funding for all of us.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the grant?
So moved. Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. It was the same. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have private provider agreements with Children and Youth Services. And good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Commissioners. I would like to start with the fiscal year 25-26 non-placement listings. The first contract I have is the Care Center of Indiana County. This is a renewal contract. And the best I can say is that they have multiple parenting programs. They have Triple P, PAT, Incredible Years. And they now have a cooperative parenting program for divorced or separated parents. And they also have an active teen parenting program. They have suggested that the rates remain the same except for their new programs, which obviously we didn't have last year. The cost of these services will come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next.
We have Corporate Security and Investigations. This is a firm out of Pittsburgh area. And what we have worked out with them is they provide a lot of services that will support child welfare programs, things that the caseworker and the supervisors are responsible for and we don't have time for. This business is actually able to do like the family finding, and they can do father engagement services, those kind of things that take just extra time during a day that we just don't have time for. They are able to do more of an investigative route on things and discover people for us. So they are presenting as the same rates as last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general funds and be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next, Nivea.
It's Nivea Incorporation. Nivea. So this is a renewal contract also. This provider has a wide array of services, and that is all mental health based. So they have trauma therapy. They will address truancy. They will address separated parents. They'll do family therapy. They also will do supervised visits and therapeutic supervised visits for us. So they have asked for a slight increase in their rates. Looks like it's anywhere around $3 an hour more. Cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
Okay, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, the CAPS system.
That's correct. So the next few contracts are all related to our computer system here. So the child accounting and profile system is CAPS. This is the contract that is a renewal contract for us. This is our share of what it's costing the state and divided out by the 58 counties. So it is $39,817.35 for the year for us. And this is so that we have the CAPS provider here in our building. They handle our computer system. So there's also a HIPAA business agreement with them, and this is a renewal for it also. There is no fee involved with the HIPAA agreement.
Okay, motion to approve the CAPS system.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the HIPAA agreement, motion to agree.
Also moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oops. Okay.
So the next contract that addresses the CAP system is a consulting service addendum. This is where they will charge us an hourly rate to have them do special projects for us. So CAPS is across 58 counties in the state, and we can actually request for them to pull certain information, certain data from what records we have inputted. That would be like a consultation if they have to develop a program to pull that information. We have not at this point in time used that consultation service, but it is there, and we ask for the contract to be agreed upon so that if something comes up, we do have that ability.
Okay, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next, the profile system.
This is the child accounting and profile system. This is the CAPS and the CWIS agreement. This is also a renewal contract. This is also shared by the 58 counties. And our fixed rate for this particular system is $4,291.32. And the cost comes through our information and technology grant.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same. Next is the AFCARS.
That's correct. So the child accounting and profile system has an AFCARS upgrade and maintenance agreement. So this is a new renewal also. Part of our CAP system is AFCARS, and that's all a data management that the state requires we do on every child that goes into placement. This system they're trying to upgrade so that when we have everything switch over to CWIS, AFCARS will be the leader of that. And all that information will be inputted first. So the fixed rate of that for Indiana County is $3,468.98.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those. Next, your placement provider agreements.
That's correct. So I need to start with the fiscal year 24-25. This is Every Child Incorporated, and it again, it is a new contract for 24-25. Every Child Incorporated is a foster care agency located in Pittsburgh. They actually are paired up with one of the youths that we have in care. They have a particular foster family that wants to be matched with a particular youth. So we have to have a contract with them so that child can be placed there. And this was all occurring prior to June 30th. So that's why I had to do the fiscal year 24-25. The cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, adoption connection.
This is for fiscal year 25-26 placement listings. Adoption connection is a renewal contract for 25-26. They are also a foster care agency. Their main office is located in Beaver, PA. But they have foster homes all over the western part of the state. They have asked for an increase of about $10 a day in their rate, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund and be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, outside in school.
So Outside In is located, the address here says Greensburg, but it's really Bolivar. They are in the middle of farm country. This is a group home for boys, and they have two programs. The Voyager program is the one that we put most of our adolescent boys into. It's a residential program there. They have actually agreed that the rates stay the same for that program. What Outside In has added to their programming this year is what is called the Guided Path. And that is a particular program that is for complex case kids only. So they are taking about four children to a unit. And we actually have a referral in for one of our kids there now. So the new complex case unit started July 1, and the cost will come from our general funds and it'll be utilized as needed.
Would the motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, City Mission.
City Mission Livingstone Incorporated is a renewal contract for 25-26. Their main office is located in Uniontown, PA. They have a group, it's a group home setting, but they mainly do independent living and transitional living for youth 16 and older. So they send all kids to public school. Kids are taught daily living skills, budgeting, job interviewing, and they actually go out and help them find a job. And then at that point, they move them into the transitional living program. So they did ask for an increase. They're looking probably about $30 a day increase on each youth, and the cost of services will come from our general fund and be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, Keystone Adolescents.
Yeah, Keystone Adolescents is actually located in Greenville, PA. They have dispersed of their foster home program, so now they are just girls group home, boys group home. But they also have a transitional living apartment for girls and a transitional living apartment for boys. They typically take kids 14 to 21. And that's for their residential program. And then at 16, they move them into the transitional if they're appropriate. So they have asked for a slight increase in their rate. It's like 2% per day, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, next from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a contract agreement. And Ms. Zach, good morning. Would you like to present?
Yes, I would. We've been waiting to do this. The Office of Planning and Development requested the Board of Commissioners enter into an agreement with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the HOME ARP Non-Congregate Shelter Program Funds. The contract award amount offer is $3,820,000. The HOME ARP NCS funds will be utilized with $235,000 of the 2024 Indiana County Entitlement Community Development Block Grant Funds, already under contract for a total project budget of $4,055,000. Indiana County, in coordination with the Indiana County Community Action Program, will use the funds to acquire property and to construct a new pathway homeless shelter in White Township. The new facility is projected to be approximately 12,000 square feet and will include 20 non-congregate bedroom areas and an administrative office for on-site assistance provided by the ICAP case managers. Approval is also requested for Commissioners Keith and Dunlap to complete the online e-contracting procedures for the contract execution and sign all required paperwork.
Do I have a motion to approve the contract agreement? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And next is the resolution.
Yes, the Office of Planning and Development is requesting that the board approve the attached resolution that authorizes delegation assigning authority for invoicing of the HOME ARP non-congregate shelter contract. The delegation and assigning authority is for Teresa Bauchi, the Deputy Director of Fiscal Administration, to review and sign all invoices for the HOME ARP NCS contract prior to submission to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for approval. The signing authority request is to comply with the Commonwealth's paperless invoicing process, and the resolution includes a commitment from the Board of Commissioners to notify DCD of any changes of personnel and an acknowledgement that the ultimate responsibility of the overall management of the grant still remains with the county.
Okay. Motion to approve the resolution. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
Next, we have a contract award with the Welcome Center. Ms. Tomorrow, would you like to present, please?
Good morning,
Commissioners. Good morning.
Indiana County Office of Planning and Development and Thomas R. Harley Architects recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with BR Electric and Audiovisual from the Indiana PA for the Welcome Center at the Bank Low Voltage Systems Project located at 600 Philadelphia Street in Indiana Borough. Contract award request in the amount of $85,500 for the installation of security systems, cameras, TVs, monitors, access control systems, speaker systems, network wiring, switches, and miscellaneous accessory equipment. Two bids were received. The low bid, as noted, from BR Electric and Audiovisual of $85,500 and a second bid of $120,407.72. And this project is being funded with a Keystone Community Initiative Program grant.
I have a motion to accept the contract award.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next, we have a contract agreement, storm water management. Mr. Krug, would you like to present?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Good
morning.
The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve entering into a contract agreement with Herbert, Rowland, and Grubick, LLC, known as HRG, for assistance in completing the PA Act 167 Stormwater Management Plan Phase 2. In 2015, Indiana County completed Phase 1 of the Stormwater Management Plan process and obtained approval from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection to move forward in completing Phase 2. Phase 2 includes modeling of priority watersheds, further technical analysis, developing proposed solutions to identified problem areas, developing the plan document, developing a model stormwater management ordinance, as well as citizen and stakeholder outreach and education. Since 2015, the county has entered into an agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers under the Planning Assistance to States program, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has completed watershed modeling for two watersheds, Tulip Creek and Black Lick Creek watersheds, and some technical analysis from the scope of work for Phase 2. The county is matching their work with in-kind contribution from staff and other partners. An additional proposed match component is the cost of hiring a professional consultant as an addition to the project team. This agreement with HRG is to assist in completing the project from this point, and that will satisfy the remaining match requirement with the Army Corps. The total contract award is for $183,320. Funding is to be provided through a grant reimbursement by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection through the Growing Greener Plus program, as well as local funds.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the contract agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
And I bet you guys are glad to actually get into this, aren't you?
It's another exciting project.
It's been a long time, but it's good to see Phase 2 is moving.
And may I say, I want to thank you, Josh, and all of the planning office's team working on this. It has been a long time coming, and these Growing Greener grants don't come easy. And they mentioned Indiana County at the Northwest County Commissioners Association meeting yesterday, the DEP folks. And so I just wanted to mention that. It's a huge achievement. And these are working with Army Corps of Engineers is a complex but much needed operation. So we appreciate that.
Thank you. We had found it as a project that was difficult to fund, you know, over time. And ultimately, we were able to cobble together funds, leverage the Army Corps, and now this DEP grant really helped put us over the top.
Yes. Thank you.
Good. Okay, next we have a grant application and Director Stauffer. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner. I have a moment of personal privilege. I just want to acknowledge Lou Ann and Dave and her work on the homeless shelter. That's a tremendous effort there, that the $3+ million grant, and then Josh and his team on the Act 167, and just recognize too the Redevelopment Authority. It contributed $50,000 to this effort, as well as your authorization to utilize some Act 13 funds. So that's how we were able to cobble those together. But we're looking forward to getting the wall pack put together. That'll be another milestone. So local residents will be invited to participate in this stormwater process. So it's really a team effort. So thanks for that.
As I said before, the planning office has a lot of moving parts that are often hidden. And what goes on behind doors is amazing what they all do.
Good, well said.
For you today, I have a grant application for your consideration. The Office of Planning Development respectfully requests the Board of Commissioners authorize the filing of a state grant application to the Commonwealth Financing Authority, or the CFA Multimodal Transportation Fund, or MTF, program in an amount up to $3 million for the Windy Ridge Business Technology Park Phase 3 roadway project located in White Township. Right now, the roadway stops just past the Urban Outfitters facility, and this proposed roadway would be a connector to Rustic Lodge Road. We were a little bit inhibited until the final mitigation at Rustic Lodge and Indian Springs Road was underway. So that those turning lanes will facilitate access into the Windy Ridge Business Park. I'll further note that this roadway is roadway number 6 on Wake Township's master plan roadway planning map. So continuing on, the Windy Ridge Business Technology Park Phase 3 roadway project proposes a public-private collaboration with the Indiana County Development Corporation, a 501c6 nonprofit, for eligible cause for the construction of the Business Park roadway to ultimately connect to Buffalo Lodge Road, or TR-3033, and related infrastructures to support the 210-acre business park. When complete, the improved roadway will provide access to an additional 31.31 acres for business development and expansions. The Windy Ridge Business Technology Park is strategically situated at the intersection of SR 286 and US 3422 in White Township, is geographically located to be a regional job center to support manufacturing, distribution, and an array of other growth industries. In order to leverage the requested MTF grant, the 30% cash match will be provided, this was part of this request, by the county through available cash on hand to support public improvement projects under the Public Works and Economic Development Act of 1965 or PUDA. Request authorization to enter into cooperation agreement with the ICDC, who will provide the right-of-way for the project. Request authorization for the Commissioner Susan Dunlap and myself to authorize to submit the application. And to provide context, these dollars are federal funds on cash on hand with the county. It'll be accumulated over the last 30 years or so. There's a total of $3.4 million available from the RLF, and another $1.240 million through the enterprise zone, for a total of $4.65 million of revolving loan fund dollars. These funds were defederalized in 2021, and PUDA authorized the county to utilize these funds for public works projects. So we're looking to approval to leverage these dollars to match additional state funds to build this roadway.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the grant application?
Second.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Brian.
Right, thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have some board appointments through Tri-County Whip. Ms. Mary, would you like to present?
Yes, I'm asking the board to appoint John Weivel and Michelle Pavlik to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. These terms will both expire on September 30th, 2028.
Well, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you. Next, we have a grant application for your historical and archival records. And Commissioner Belknap, would you like to present?
Yes, so earlier this year, we formed a committee to look at our records in Indiana County, our records management, which wasn't really done cohesively in the past. It records all over the place. Some are very historical in nature. Others can be gotten rid of, but they sit for a long time and people forget about them. So we put together a plan to look at that. We did a survey of departments. We identified some needs, and we're going to submit a grant with this approval to the Pennsylvania Historical Museum Commission for up to $5,000. It will help with things like shelving, with climate control tracking devices, and with emergency disaster recovery kits for the areas that we feel are most vulnerable.
I'll make a motion that we approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you. Next, we have a equipment purchase from the coroner's office. And Coroner Overman, would you like to present, please?
Yes. We're looking to purchase a tactical ID, which is a device to identify chemicals in the field. We're looking at it because it's a safety factor for us. So when we're dealing with an overdose of some form, we can actually test a sample through the container without having to open. Like a lot of things, you have to take it out and you have to test it physically. This, we don't have to do that. It'll also aid in investigation with law enforcement. You know, nowadays, We had one on demo, which actually worked great. You know, plus we can identify pills instead of using like pill ID in the internet. We can actually make sure that pill is what it says it is. When we had a demo, we actually were called by Indian River Police to come over and test the compounds they had because they didn't know what it was, which is interesting because it analyzed anything. Through our testing, we had some compounds we had taken from a scene we thought was cocaine, turned out to be sodium chloride, which is nothing more than salt. So people selling stuff that could be, you know, salt, and we don't even know it. Also, like have it to be available to our other departments to use, as we're looking at the warden here, you know, if she had find us something that's out there, we could go out and test it for them and tell them what it is. So I'm asking that you approve the purchase of this device for our safety and also for further investigations. And the funding for that will come out of money we received from the sale of documents, usually coroner's reports, autopsy reports, toxicology, and also from the monies we obtain from cremation authorizations. So it's not going to touch anything in our general budget to the county.
Okay, just to be clear, the ask for the purchase is $41,789.76.
Correct.
Do I have a motion to approve the purchase? Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
It's made by Metro.
I will actually make one comment on the purchase of the equipment. Actually, being in the field, I do recall a vehicle accident at one time that there were drugs in the vehicle, and your first responders went to pick that drug up, and it actually, one of the ways to actually get it into your body is called absorption. If you don't have the gloves on, you don't especially have the rubber gloves on, and you contact with that, the absorption could actually kill you. It happens every day. So with this piece of equipment, I like it that you can actually go right through the bottle and test the drug without even touching it. So good move. Any comments? That being said, do we have any other business? And Commissioner Dunlap, I believe you do.
I do. So in past meeting, we have approved the ability to apply to CCAP, the PCOMP program's Wellness Improvement Grant. And we received tentative approval. And so we formed a committee and we put together a plan to do an employee wellness program here at the courthouse. Some of the members of our committee are here. Leslie is here from the jail. Kelly is a new member to the committee from the auditors, and Josh from planning is a committee member also. But the plan is that we will have employees complete a checklist. There's a checklist of different options they can do over the next month and a couple of weeks until September 5th at noon. And they complete that checklist and then they turn in their sheets and they have the ability to win gift basket prizes that are things that are related to wellness. So the employees are being encouraged today. We're announcing it today. We announced that the department heads and elected officials today. They are to see Melissa in our commissioner's office to get their tote bags and their information to sign up for the program. We really hope this is a good benefit to the employees, but we'll continue it for the next quarter with new initiatives and new prizes to encourage our employees to be healthy, which in turn will benefit all of us in the long run. And another thing I want to mention that in that information, our planning office and Josh put together a walking map of downtown Indiana that gives the mileage so people know how far they're walking. So if anybody would like that, I will tell you, you can access that also on the county website. If you look under the events page, you'll see the events announcement there with the documents attached, including the walking map. It's also on our Facebook page. We had 10 people already sign up this morning before the meeting. One of them is someone who is having her own challenges, but she's pushing forward on her own wellness. And so there's a picture of her on our Facebook page also.
Good. Well, congratulations and thank you and thank the members of the committee for putting it together. It's really good.
And since I talked about Facebook, I also want to mention Roger's here from the airport
He wasn't your worst.
Six of one.
And he is doing a fantastic job of sharing the different planes that are coming in. It's if you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable where they're coming in from. Argentina to fly out to Oshkosh. And so check that out.
Good, thanks. Appreciate it. Any other business brought before the board today? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be held August 13th here at the hearing room at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.